Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story has been almost 4 hours since jurors in Kenosha revealed that they found Antioch's Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty of the deaths of two people and the wounding of a third during protests. The announcement of the verdict sparked an open-air debate in front of the Kenosha courthouse, but at this hour, activities have largely died down. WBBM's Brandon Eisen, live on the scene in Kenosha.
Shortly after the verdict was read, there were some verbal exchanges on the courthouse steps between those that agreed or disagreed with the jury's decision. But quickly, people began leaving, and at a point just before the steps cleared completely, as they are now, they're completely clear, the Kyle Rittenhouse supporters outnumbered the pro-guilty verdict individuals about 5-1 as discussion between the two camps continued.
Guilty! Guilty! Guilty!
Well, acquittal on all charges is pretty all-encompassing, not a mistrial, not a hung jury, there's no do-overs. It's over, so more final than that, I guess you can't get it.
At this time, every few minutes, a lone individual might walk up onto the courthouse steps and have their picture taken. Some are bringing signs with them, but at this moment, no demonstrators are present. Law enforcement has cleared out, and Kenosha, at a glance, has gone back to business as usual. Live in Kenosha, Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Governor Pritzker last hour released a statement on the verdict in the case, saying in part that carrying a loaded gun into a community 20 miles from your home and shooting unarmed citizens is fundamentally wrong. It's a tragedy that the court could not acknowledge that basic fact. That's from the governor. And today, a former prosecutor who argued the case against former Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke says more charges against Rittenhouse would have led to some guilty verdict.
The jury didn't have much room for compromise, says Joe McMahon. The former Kane County state's attorney says he would have brought more charges against Rittenhouse than the five the jury acquitted him on.
And if the jury doesn't see it exactly as the prosecutors did or hope they would, then it's likely that that jury is either not going to be able to reach a unanimous verdict, or they're going to return a not guilty verdict when they might otherwise have found him guilty of a lesser included offense.
He believes the jury found the presentation by Rittenhouse's lawyers to be a compelling case for self-defense, citing the video of Rittenhouse being chased, coupled with his age and size, and the admission on the stand by Gage Grosskreutz that he pointed a gun at Rittenhouse before the teen shot him. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
We also heard from the executive director of the Illinois State Rifle Association, Richard Pearson, says the verdict is, in his view, a significant victory for the right of self-defense and for the Second Amendment, which his statement says is a basic right for all Americans regardless of age. That perspective from the Illinois State Rifle Association. David Hancock is a spokesperson for the Rittenhouse family.
This is an inflection point, I think, for the country to look at the way things have been handled. Things have gone off the rails in relation to who Kyle is and why he was down here.
We're posting coverage of the verdict, including statements of the key players. You can find that online at WBBMNewsRadio.com. The state of Illinois is rolling out a media campaign urging people to either get their COVID vaccine or a booster dose ahead of the holiday season.
COVID-19 boosters are here. Get your extra shot of protection today.
That is just a sample of one of the public service announcements that will run on TV, radio, and online in the coming weeks. The audio, video, and social media campaigns have been developed at the Illinois Department of Public Health to remind people to either get the COVID-19 vaccine if they're not vaccinated or to get a booster shot. COVID vaccines are now available to everyone over the age of five. The state says families that are fully vaccinated can go back to their pre-pandemic holiday traditions, that those who are not vaccinated can get their shot and do the same. The Department of Public Health says the cost of the media campaign will be reimbursed by the federal government. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A report from the Chicago Public Schools Inspector General says a dozen employees and a volunteer at a high school had inappropriate relationships with students or helped cover them up. Their relationships allegedly included sex abuse at the Marine Leadership Academy at Division and Western. School's chief, Pedro Martinez.
We have a sworn duty as educators to protect children in our care and to act with integrity and model appropriate behavior. So to uncover a culture among several Marine staff that this flies in the face of these values, and it's extremely disappointing, to put it mildly.
Martinez says 10 employees have been fired or in the process of being dismissed. Our top story this hour deals with the latest developments from Kenosha, where a jury today ended 3.5 days of deliberations by finding Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty of the deaths of two people and the wounding of a third. The Antioch man was 17 when he shot three people during protests tied to last year's police shooting of Jacob Blake. At the White House today, President Biden told reporters he was disappointed with the verdict, but said the country needs to respect
it. I stand by what the jury has concluded. The jury system works, and we have to abide by it.
And we're joined live on the news line by Samuel Jones, who's professor of law and associate dean at the University of Chicago. Professor, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
My pleasure.
How do you think this verdict could affect future cases involving self-defense at public demonstrations?
You know, I don't really think this case will have a lot of impact on a future protest. I think this case was so remarkably consistent with how our criminal justice system reacts to gun violence, particularly white male gun violence, and particularly when that violence is exacted against racial minorities or whites who are in sympathy with racial minorities or fighting against racial injustice, that I think, you know, this is so consistent with our history that I don't think it really will have much of a impact. I definitely think it sends the wrong message to those who are concerned about white male privilege in the criminal justice system and about gun violence. But I don't think that there will be any real significant changes in the way people approach protests in this country.
We heard President Biden say the verdict needs to be respected, but could there be a venue for federal prosecutors to launch a civil rights investigation here?
Certainly. We saw that in the Rodney King case, and certainly his Department of Justice could look into this case and advance potential civil rights violations. I don't think that's very likely by his reaction to the jury verdict, but I certainly think it was something that he should do.
Professor Samuel Jones from the UFC, thank you so much for joining us today. A man from Antioch who was 17 when he shot and killed two people on the streets of Kenosha last year is free this evening. Jurors today found him not guilty of murder. The verdict in the case against Kyle Rittenhouse came after more than 3 days of deliberations at the end of a trial that lasted almost 3 weeks. After the foreperson read the verdict just after noon, Kenosha County Judge Bruce Schroeder praised the jurors' work.
It has truly been my pleasure. Without commenting on your verdict, the verdicts themselves, just in terms of your attentiveness and the cooperation that you gave to us, justifies the confidence that the founders of our country placed in you.
Well, Kenosha's lead prosecutor issued a statement after the verdict, saying he respected the verdict, asking the public to accept the verdict peacefully. Based on the scene outside the courthouse in the wake of the verdict, that's exactly what's happening so far. WBBM's Brandon Dyson, live in Kenosha.
The Kenosha County courthouse steps have completely cleared now, just a few hours after a Kenosha jury announced acquittal on all charges for Kyle Rittenhouse. There were arguments earlier in the day between those that either agreed or disagreed with the decision, but both sides, however, agreed that the decision creates a precedent for how citizens can respond to mass events that might include looting or rioting. In their own respective opinions, on one side, they say it's a good thing. The other saying it allows any individual to enter a particular arena and exact their own form of justice within a crowd. The trial, focusing on self-defense as a means to dismiss the charges against Rittenhouse, who is white, has brought racial components into this discussion, including how an individual who is black might not expect the same outcome in similar situations.
I know some friends and a couple counterparts of mine that's incarcerated now due to defending themselves, and they weren't able to fight that in court. You know, so I think what's going on here, what's going on right now, I think we just need to focus on that law and figuring out who we need to let out of these prison systems that were wrongly convicted when they were just defending themselves.
Live in Kenosha, Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And we're hearing from a lot of legal observers about the verdict today. One is Joe McMahon, the former Kane County State's Attorney, who was a special prosecutor in the murder trial of former Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke for the death of Laquan McDonald. He says the prosecution hurt itself a couple of times.
I think the prosecution trying to turn Kyle Rittenhouse into, I think the term that they used, an active shooter, was a mistake on their part, and I think that made their case even more difficult. And I think at points, probably detracted from their credibility in front of the jury.
This afternoon, Mayor Lightfoot, who is a former federal prosecutor, issued a statement calling Rittenhouse's actions reckless and dangerous. But a representative from his family says people calling for today's verdict an injustice are missing the point.
Rittenhouse family spokesperson David Hancock tells CBS2 the verdict is a result of facts being presented in the courtroom.
It's never been about politics. It's not about race. This is about a young man who fled and felt as if his life was in danger and defended himself.
He accuses the prosecution of painting an unfair and inaccurate picture of Kyle Rittenhouse throughout the trial.
It should make people concerned about how often they've done this type of behavior, which I'm sure is going to be investigated thoroughly. How often has this happened in the past?
With some slamming the verdict, Hancock says the Rittenhouse family's message is simple.
The family calls for calm.
Andy Day, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
When football returns to Wrigley Field this weekend, 11 years to the day after notorious Northwestern game.
When Northwestern met Illinois at Wrigley Field in November of 2010, it was the first football game of any kind at Wrigley since the Bears left for Soldier Field after the 1970 season. Illinois walloped Northwestern 48-27, and all plays had to run in one direction. That's because one end zone was just a foot away from the wall in right field, and teams were concerned about player safety. Tomorrow's game against Purdue will be different. The Wrigley renovation project changed the dimensions of the field, allowing more room for football. Both teams will share the same sideline. The Wildcats were supposed to play Wisconsin at Wrigley Field last year. That game was moved to Ryan Field in Evanston because of the pandemic. At Wrigley Field, Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.